good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 Mountain Standard Time. And 6 degrees is our temperature right now in the valley, with the winds from the south-southeast at 13 kilometers an hour, gusting to 29, humidity 76%, and barometric pressure 101.2 kilopascals and rising. Periods of rain today, about 5 to 10 millimeters, the snow level rising to 1,200 meters about noon, and we're calling for a high of 6 today. Looks like we're already there. Anyways, tonight we'll have periods of rain becoming with mixed with snow overnight, rainfall amount about 5 to 10 mils. And the snow level about 1,200 meters, lowering to valley bottom overnight with a low of 0. Ooh. Periods of rain mixed with snow ending in the morning, then clearing, high of plus 3 with temperatures falling to minus 2 in the afternoon. Doesn't look good. Wednesday, the sun starts to shine though, but a high of only 0 on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny and minus 2. Friday, sunny, minus 2. And Saturday, sunny, minus 5 is the high. And Sunday, mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 3. I'm not liking it. So, with a bunch of rain happening, I've got to play a rain song. And what better than CCR, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Get in there and push now. Two. One, two, two. Two, three. when I ain't even ready to die. Well, I go to so much trouble just to suffer and struggle. Work, 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 just to hurt, hurt, hurt. Been walking on a wire, getting higher and higher. Oh man, I just look down, 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 down. And I've been killing myself, slow and steady. I've been killing myself. I don't know why I've been killing myself. I ain't even ready to die.
Kevin Walsh and the Dancer from the album Millionaire. That one came out in 2001. Name of the song, Killing Myself. You're listening to South Goodney Radio, and coming up next, we've got some Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
Love.
Somebody to Love. That's from the Surrealistic Pillow album, 1967, Jefferson Airplane. All right, it's 7:45. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. And what do we have here? November the 18th. Our first story is from 1936, out of Toronto, and George McCulloch's Globe newspaper purchases the Mail and Empire and amalgamates the two papers to form the Globe and Mail. Thompson Newspapers will acquire the Daily in 1980. And also on this day in 1883, out of Ottawa, Sanford Fleming's standard time scheme begins at midnight Atlantic time in Nova Scotia and the eastern seaboard of the U.S. Canada and the U.S. agree to divide the continent into four time zones, primarily to manage the nightmare of local times clashing. Getting mixed up with railway time is what I think my notes are trying to say here. Other world nations will endorse the Canadian engineer's idea, and at a 1884 Washington conference. There you go. You wonder about that time zone change, eh? Now, if they could just tweak it and get it right. Couple of birthdays here. 1939, Margaret Atwood was born in Ottawa. Poet, novelist, critic. Atwood's family spent several months a year in the bush of Ontario and Quebec. She was educated at the University of Toronto, Radcliffe College, and Harvard University, and lives in Toronto with fellow author Graham Gibson and daughter Jess. Atwood's novels go on and on. There's a whole list of them here. I'm not even going to get into it. But anyway, if you'd like to know a little bit more about Margaret Atwood, Google is your friend. In 1994, Quebec government officially shelves the Hydro-Quebec's $13.3 billion Great Whale Power Dam project after lobbying by Quebec Crees and a softening of the U.S. power market. This next story is quite interesting, and I don't ever recall hearing about it out of Casey, Quebec. RCMP sees a record 4,323 kilos of cocaine with a street value of $2.7 billion. The Canadian military, with the help of U.S. DEA, track the plane from South America, then chase it with jet fighters and military helicopters over New Brunswick, forcing it to land at a remote Quebec airstrip. On November 20th, they close a processing lab in Laval and arrest four Quebecers and three Colombian nationals. 1981, Hudson's Bay Company announces the closure of 65 Ontario catalog stores. Conn Smythe died on this day in 1980. Of course, Conn Smythe, the builder of the Maple Leaf Gardens and founder of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And it was in 1975 that, out of Toronto, that Queen's Park passes a law to lower the speed limit on highways and to make the wearing of seat belts mandatory. There you go. And how about that football game yesterday between the Riders and Calgary? Holy crow. Slaughtered them. Yeah. Riders are going to Stanley Cup final. Yeah. Foot stomping music's on deck here. Grand Funk Railroad.
I'm to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
by my side. About me.
Betty and the Heartbreakers there with Candy from the 2010 release Mojo. And what do we have before that? April Wine, Say Hello. Yes, what's that? Comes off the Harder, Faster album, 1980. Yeah. Okay, we've got the news crew standing by here, and of course they just want to have their 4 minutes 30 seconds of news update for you, so we'll let them have it, and then we'll come back on the second half hour. Some more group tunes for you right here on South Gudner Radio.
It is November 18th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. As many as 6 people have been killed after a series of tornadoes and thunderstorms tore through Illinois and 11 other Midwestern states late yesterday.
I followed a tornadic storm into the town of Gifford. Most of the town suffered pretty significant damage. I would say at least half of the town was pretty well destroyed. Homes completely leveled, roofs blown off, that sort of thing.
That is storm chaser Andy Wysislow in Illinois. All 6 deaths have been reported in Illinois, where more than a dozen communities have suffered extensive damage. Powerful winds from this storm system have now moved north and are causing problems right across southern Ontario. From Windsor through London, Kitchener, Toronto, all the way east to Kingston, trees have been uprooted and power lines have been brought down. At one point, Hydro One in the province was reporting that as many as 100,000 homes and businesses were without power. Toronto City Council will continue with its effort today to strip Mayor Rob Ford of the bulk of his powers. Another motion will be tabled this morning to further isolate the mayor, who certainly isn't isolating himself from the public eye. Here's the CBC's Lorenda Redicop.
Rob Ford's confidence doesn't seem to be shaken. He went on Fox News, the American TV network, and told them he still wants to be prime minister one day. He also attended the Argonauts game on the weekend, even though the team had said he was uninvited. All this is despite admissions he made last week of drinking before driving, buying drugs while sitting as mayor, and a lewd sexual comment he made to the media. Today, he faces his biggest challenge yet by Toronto City Council. They'll be voting on whether to make him essentially mayor in name only. A motion calls to slash his office budget and shift many responsibilities to the deputy mayor. He's already said he plans to fight this in court if this motion passes. Lorenda Redicop, CBC News, Toronto.
Now to the cleanup and emergency aid campaign underway in the Philippines. Millions of people have been displaced by Typhoon Haiyan, many of them in isolated areas of the country where aid workers have yet to get to. The CBC's David Common is in Rojas, where Canada's Disaster Assistance Response Team has set up camp.
DART will soon have about 200 soldiers on the ground here in Rojas, getting water, food, and shelter delivered. It is really job one, particularly to smaller villages and outlying islands. They'll also have helicopters here in a day or two and inflatable boats to reach those far-flung communities. We got a boat and headed out to the village called Situ Baibai, except it isn't there anymore. Just as the winds peaked during the typhoon, tall waves surged in from the ocean and sucked back whatever hadn't already been blown down. Now, we were the first outsiders to reach that village, even though helicopters flew right over it while we were there. 85% of the homes are destroyed, the people there told us. They have the river, so they have fish, but they still need help.
That's the CBC's David Common in the Philippines. NASA will launch its latest Mars mission later today. The MAVEN spacecraft will lift off on its way to study the planet's upper atmosphere. This is a climate change mission, with the goal being to determine why Mars went from being warm and wet over its first billion years to what it is now, cold and dry. The dream has come true for Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans. That was the scene in downtown Regina last night after the Rough Riders advanced to this year's Grey Cup game by beating Calgary in the Western Final. And not only are the Riders in this year's big game, they'll be hosting it as well. Their opponents on Sunday in Regina will be the Hamilton Ticats. The Ticats won the Eastern Final yesterday by knocking off the Toronto Argos. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, that's cbcnews.ca. You can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio. We're at channel 169. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe, for that news update. And welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. It's 6 degrees here in the Crescent Valley. And we are supposed to have a high of 6 today. They're calling for periods of rain, about 5 to 10 mils today. So, yeah, kind of damp out there. All right, we've got some Linda Ronstadt standing by from her Heart Like a Wheel album of 1974, and When Will I Be Loved, right here on South Coast New Radio.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
Okay, there we go. Link Ray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And what do we have here for November the 18th? We've got only one birthday to report. That's John McPhee, guitar player for the Doobie Brothers, and one of their big hits with John, One Step Closer. And the useless trivia throughout the years on November 18th, we're going to start in 1956, and that's when Fats Domino appears on the Ed Sullivan Show and sang his hit, Blueberry Hill, which was still rising up the U.S. charts on its way to number 2. 1964, the Supremes appear on TV's rock and roll show, Shindig, and perform Baby Love. 1968, Glen Campbell, a former session musician who appeared on recordings by Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and the Beach Boys, received 2 Gold Records, the first for By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and another for Gentle on My Mind. Also on November 18th, 1968, the Jimi Hendrix double album, Electric Ladyland, made it to number 1 on the U.S. charts for the first 2 weeks. Jimmy got a little help on the LP from Steve Winwood, Al Kooper, and Dave Mason. 1972, Bill Withers appears on Soul Train singing his hit, Lean On Me, and its follow-up, Use Me Up. Also in 1972, Cat Stevens started a 3-week run at the top of the U.S. album chart with Catch a Bullet 4. In 1975, John Denver is awarded a gold record for the U.S. hit, number 1 hit, I'm Sorry, which topped Billboard's Hot 100 country chart and easy listening chart. 1978, Billy Joel topped the Billboard Hot 200 with 52nd Street, his first U.S. number 1 LP. And let's see here. 1995, the Rolling Stones become the first act to broadcast a concert over the internet. And in 2003, the Beatles released Let It Be Naked, minus the Phil Spector embellishments on the original album. Stripped down, apparently. Well, let's start things off with Fats Domino here, celebrating his appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. Blue.
South Kootenai Radio.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me
I'm gonna be
There you go, the Beatles with a stripped-down version of I've Got a Feeling. The Beatles' Let It Be Naked, released on this day in 2003. And before that, we had some Bill Withers. I played Use Me, and that was a song he sang on Soul Train on this day in 1972. Then we had a little Jimi Hendrix Experience, Voodoo Child, The Slight Return, that one released on this day. It went to number one on this day in 1968 for 2 weeks. And then we had the Supremes, Baby Love. They sang that song on Shindig on this day in 1964. Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill. Performed that one on Ed Sullivan on this day in 1956. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. Now let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 6 degrees, and that is our high for today as well. And we're supposed to get 5 to 10 mils of rain, and the snow level rising to about 1,200 meters. Now, in Vancouver, it's 7 degrees there with overcast skies, minus 24 and snowing in Whitehorse. The prairies are looking kind of chilly, minus 14 and sunny in Calgary. Minus 13 and sunny in Regina. Winnipeg, minus 9 and snowing. Toronto, plus 8, mainly sunny. And let's see, 12 degrees and raining in Fredericton, and 10 degrees and raining in Halifax, and a mix of sun and cloud, and 6 degrees in St. John's, Newfoundland. We've got some Paul Thorne standing by, and this is from his album, A Long Way from Tupelo. He released this one in 2008, and the name of the song is called Crutches, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
looking to rock. Listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
Joan Jett and the Black Hearts there with, I Hate Myself for Loving You. There we go. I Lost My Place. Yep. And before that, we had J.J. Graham Mofferl with Hide and Seek. And Paul Thorne starting things off. A little flustered here right now because I've just decided to make a last-minute change here with our album highlight, and well, that's the way it goes sometimes. Got to be done. And mostly because I'm not a Billy Joel kind of guy. I was going to play Billy Joel's 52nd Street for the album highlight, and I'm going, you know what, I would rather listen to a little more of the Beatles' Let It Be Naked that was released on this day in 2003. And, of course, because I just changed my mind about 15 seconds before that last song ended, I have no notes, except but the only thing I can say is this particular album is the stripped-down version with no embellishments by Mr. Wall of Sound Phil Spector. Yeah. Just probably the way they wanted to do the album anyways. Because it took a while once they recorded the song for it to actually be produced and released. So we did play one song here. I've got a feeling, so I'll have to make sure I don't play that one. So I'm going to start off with one after 9:09. Oh, but before I do, I have to remember to announce that this segment is brought to you by Bedazzled. And they're located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. So let's get rolling, shall we?
Thank you. head. Well, you can imitate everyone you know. Yes, you can imitate everyone you know.
Awesome. it while she can.
There's a few songs that I played right at the very last minute, and of course, I wasn't prepared for it, but it turned out okay, and I had that Billy Joel standing by, and I thought, oh man, that's not going to work for me, and it's got to work for me. I mean, I'm the boss here, right? But don't fret, if you're a Billy Joel fan, I'll play those three songs after the news, and just wasn't into playing them for the morning show. Anyways, that is it for the morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hopefully you'll be back tomorrow, and make sure you invite a friend, huh? And also, we are a little more than halfway through the November. The mustache growing challenge, and I think what you got to do is go on there to the site and look for Mojo Risin, and that's RISIN, no apostrophe, no G, because there are two teams, Mojo Risin, but man, has our team ever taken off here in these last couple of days. I had to send a note out to a few friends, telling them to step up to the challenge, you know, and boy, oh boy, they sure are. Anyways, it's for a good cause. And also, just wanted to remind everybody that it is Monday, and it's the start of a new week, and that means another new batch of albums to be played on Hot Chicken and LP show at noon, and today we're going to be featuring the music of a J.D. Souther, who is associated a little bit with the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, and we're going to be playing his solo album today called Black Rose. So check out the schedule at theskr.com. Just follow the links there for schedule, and also you can download podcasts if you wish. The Mountain Jam are currently our locally produced show that airs every Saturday is sitting there. I hear we've got another new show coming up called Drop the Needle. That's all I'm going to do is just give you a little hint. And hopefully that one will be on the air soon. All right, 9:04, I got to get rolling here. We've got the news crew standing by. We've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds worth of a news update, and then we'll be back with our regular programming right here on South Kootenai Radio. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 18th.